Hey, someone who catches on quick is Governor Chris Sununu, who joins us live, GMI Studios, this Thursday morning on Good Morning New Hampshire. Governor, good morning.
Jack, are you picking on poor Joe Biden again? Oh, how dare you? How are you, buddy?
Governor, I root for success, not failure, but I'm watching this White House, and they're not proactive on anything. They're reactive. They're late to the game on everything, and it's all finger-pointing and blame. Are they responsible for anything there?
It's unbelievable. Look, if people want to do a gas tax reprieve on the federal or state side, I'm all for that, right? You're never going to find Chris Sununu, criticizing a tax cut for anybody, even if it's short term. But to your point, it does not get to the core of the problem. And the core of the problem that this administration on day one said, no future XL pipeline, no future oil expansion and leases. And when these businesses are investing their hundreds of billions of dollars, which they are, they're saying, well, there's no long-term play to keep the refineries open, to keep things moving forward, because these are long-term investments. So they signaled on day one that the fossil fuel, they want to kill the fossil fuel industry. And that's their policy decision, and it's hitting every single family in the pocketbook. And again, they want to kind of come in a day late and a dollar short on ideas, a day late and a dollar short on the crisis. The baby formula thing, you brought up a great point. That factory closed in October of last year. They should have had the FDA in on day one, getting this thing up and running, realizing what happened. He's talking a year later, 6 months into the crisis, he might have a meeting on it. It's terrible. So the only good thing is, Jack, November's coming, and people are going to vote. Voters are smart. They see what's happening. They're feeling it, and they're going to vote, I think, very anti-democratic, very pro-Republican come November for change.
I recall one point during the management of that virus we call COVID where something was rolled out. I think it might have been a state site. You were trying to expedite something, and it didn't go exactly right. I remember this one day, and you actually said, I'm sorry about that. And you actually took ownership on that, and why don't we hear that from our national politicians? They never say, you know what, whoops, we got this one wrong. We do need oil and gas, and the only way is to increase supply. We were a little bit off on that. Why don't we ever hear ownership like, it's my responsibility, I didn't get that one right, I'll do better next time?
I tell you, it's always politics first, but their politics is, look, constituent service is the best politics. Doing your job, accountability, owning your fails and your successes, that's what's the service is about, and people will reward that. Being transparent, being upfront. People just want to know they have leadership that's going to give them the straight story in the good or the bad. And I take a lot of pride in that. I look back in the pandemic, I entered the pandemic saying, well, this is the political end of us because I don't care about the politics. We're just going to do what we have to do, be very transparent every single day, giving people the straight story. And you know what? Through the good times and the bad and the good decisions and the challenging ones, at the end of the day, I think people responded saying, well, we have leadership at the state of New Hampshire that is transparent, that's given us the story, and that's better than you're going to find almost anywhere else. So I think there's a lesson there, but they just don't want to hear it. They're stuck in their own little bubble.
Governor Chris Sununu live, Good Morning New Hampshire. Electricity rates, we've already heard from Liberty Eversource. We have an energy expert coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, says that actually electricity rates may go up 100%, not 50%. You had a press conference yesterday trying to address some relief on this, but what can you say now to people who are going to need electricity this fall and winter, not just for heat, but lights and charging things and everything from charging a medical device to seeing your way around the house? And by the way, it takes natural gas to make electricity. How high are these going to go, and will the PUC approve these rate hike requests?
Yeah, so let's start with what you just brought up. The PUC effectively has to approve them, right? They're pass-through increases. This isn't the power companies making more money because they just need to buy the power. So even our consumer advocate has said, look, this is pass-through. The PUC has to accept it so that we don't have brownouts and they can actually go purchase the power. But just like you put gas in your gas tank at twice the cost today to fuel your car, that's the same with energy rates, with base load generation. It's costing about twice as much, and yes, they could go up more. So here's what we're going to do. We've managed our state very well. We've got a strong economy. We've managed our finances very well. We have record surplus. Let's invest that back into the citizens, because last time I checked, Jack, it's their money in the first place, right? It's not my money. It's taxpayer dollars.
Right.
So we're creating a $100 million program. About $70 million of that program goes directly into relief. And virtually everybody, every residential ratepayer is going to get a $100 credit. And that's just step one. We're already planning for high heating oil costs. We're doubling the LIHEAP program. We're creating a lot of opportunity for folks moving forward.
Governor, you're not insider in the Supreme Court, and I know you didn't leak that memo. I'm kidding, the whatever quirk and the breach of the court, but the Supreme Court's expected to release a ruling today or next week or before the fourth break on that Dobbs versus Jackson that will affect Roe v. Wade. Do you expect the majority to, do you think they're going to basically overturn Roe v. Wade and turn it back to the states, or you think there could be a surprise there?
I have no idea. I really don't, but I can tell you this. Nothing's changing in New Hampshire, and Republican leadership has said nothing is going to change where we are today. I've said that nothing should change, and so we're moving forward either way. So those options of being able to make those choices is going to be available to folks as they are today going forward. So, you know, I'm not sure where it is. We're watching it very closely, of course, but right. One thing I'm not going to predict is anything coming out of D.C.
And lastly and finally, Governor Sununu, thanks for the time. A UNH survey yesterday, and I was a little bit surprised, but it shows, and again, this is early, this is only a poll, a snapshot in time, but of Republican, likely Republican primary, first in the nation presidential primary voters in New Hampshire, where are they at today? It looks like former President Donald Trump has lost about 10 points from just a year ago through June of 2022. And actually, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, if Republican voters were to say today, had a slight edge over the former president. Are you surprised DeSantis, it's only a poll, but based on the UNH survey poll, has moved ahead of Trump in New Hampshire? Are you surprised by that?
No, not really. Look, former President Trump and Ron DeSantis are really the only two people effectively running for president, right? They're both on Fox all the time and Fox News. They're the names that are out there and all that. But as you and I both know, 18 months until the First Nation primary, who knows who else gets in the race, where it's all going to go. So more just political pundit talk right now. And, I mean, they're still just so far away from where this is ultimately going to end up.
And I know you're running for re-election this midterm coming up, and I know this November, and I know this fall, and I know DeSantis is in Florida, but there's still talk in Washington of people that would like to see you make a run for president in 2024. Is it something you've ruled out?
No, definitely haven't ruled it out. But the focus is on New Hampshire. I mean, I've always said I gotta focus on the state. Look, the pandemic, we could get a surge this winter. We're trying to deal with high energy costs. These are real issues. That's what my focus is on today. We can deal with all that national nonsense down the road.
All right, Governor Sununu, thanks for the time on this Thursday, and we appreciate being on the show. We'll catch you soon.
Thank you, buddy. Be good.